Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. This morning, we want to continue on the message we've been preaching for about 3 Sundays now. It's called The Founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the text is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through verse 20. While you're turning there, I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for Bible answers, you can find them at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. We invite your questions into the things that we believe, the things that we preach over this radio station, and the things that we practice. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70, in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of those things. All right, let's read once again our text from the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. And as we read this, we'll notice that there are 3 divisions to this conversation that Jesus has with his disciples. Point number 1 is in verse 13 down through verse 17. Notice the conversation. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Point number 1, the conversation Jesus has with his disciples is concerning salvation. And then we find point number 2 is concerning service. And service is always in one of the Lord's local congregations. Verse 18 and verse 19. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And so here we find the second part of the conversation is concerning the Lord's church. And then point number 3 is, "Don't tell anybody that I am the Christ." Verse 20 declares, "Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ." In our message concerning the founding of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are trying to make these 3 points. Number 1, that we must know who Jesus is. Number 2, we must know what the church is. And then point number 3, we must know why Jesus charged his disciples not to tell anybody that he was Jesus the Christ. We have talked about point number 1, and we are in the middle of discussing point number 2. We must understand what the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is. So far, we have discovered that after salvation, there is service, and service is always in the Lord's church. We've discovered that Jesus Christ did not build his church upon Peter, nor Peter's confession, but rather that Jesus Christ will build his church upon himself. We've discovered that the word "build" means to dome up or to build layer by layer as generations pass. We've also discovered that Jesus Christ is going to build the church upon himself. He is the Rock of Ages. We've also discovered that there was a time when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was not organized, just like there was a time that the nation of Israel was not organized. But now we're down to verse 19, where Jesus says to his church, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Well, here's a little phrase, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What in the world is that? Well, we find that the word key refers to authority. Jesus is saying to his church, I will give unto you the keys, the authority of the kingdom of heaven. You know, a key is authority. A key to a house is authority to enter into that house and to stay in that house. A key to a safety deposit box is authority to look into that box. A key to a car is the authority to drive that car. I think every teenager knows that, don't they? I also think every mom and dad, they know what that key represents. The scriptures are going to reveal to us that Jesus Christ is going to remove the authority from the nation of Israel, that is the keys of the kingdom, and give the keys to the church that Jesus will organize during his own personal ministry. As we begin to think about authority, I must say right off that a lot of people dislike authority. I remember one time driving down the road and seeing a bumper sticker, and the bumper sticker said, "Question authority." The only thing about that bumper sticker and that person that would put a sticker like that on his car, that they want everybody to question everybody else's authority, but never question theirs. You see what I'm saying? Everybody wants to believe that they are authority unto themselves. People want to believe that they're answerable to nobody but themselves. But you know, that's really not the truth. We're all responsible to the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the final judge. This is why I believe that so many people today have changed the definition of the word church from an assembly to mean all of the saved. Because they don't want to believe that they're under the authority of anybody else at all. But we must remember that the words family of God speaks of all the saved, while the church refers to the assembly of God, that local assembly of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the final authority, and he is the head over his church. Notice what the Bible talks about as we give scriptures concerning how Jesus is going to take the keys from Israel and give those keys to his church. Because he does say in Matthew 16 and verse 19, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Notice first of all that when Jesus said, "I will give unto thee the keys," that is future tense. In Matthew 16, that's not where the keys are transferred. But Jesus, in Matthew 16, verse 19, is talking about a future event where he will transfer those keys. Notice what the Bible says concerning Israel in the book of Luke, chapter 11, and verse 52. Jesus says, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered." These lawyers that Jesus is talking to in the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 52 are scribes. They are Jews who study the law of God. They study the law of Moses, and they teach the law of God, or at least they teach what they believe is the law of God, to all the people. What happened is that those lawyers, those scribes, had perverted the law of God and changed it and added their own traditions, making the law of God of none effect. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 6, as he talked about how that the Jews had added their traditions to the law of God and had changed it so that it did not even teach a person about the coming Redeemer. Now we find here that Jesus Christ, because Israel had gone so far away from teaching the truth of the Word of God, that God said, "I'm going to remove the keys. I'm going to remove that authority from the nation of Israel, and I'm going to give it unto my church." And so we know this, that Jesus Christ has the right. He has the authority to remove the keys, and nobody can doubt him at all. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says this concerning Christ and his authority. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of death and hell. Jesus controls all of that, doesn't he? Jesus controls death, and Jesus controls hell. He is the authority over all of those things. Revelation chapter 9 and verse 1 states, And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. You know, the Bible tells us here when this fifth trumpet sounds, an angel is given the key to the bottomless pit. Where did the angel get the key? Well, Jesus Christ has the authority. It was Jesus, you remember, that had the authority to open the seven sealed book. Nobody else had that authority. Jesus has the authority to cause all the damnations and all of the afflictions to come upon the world during the tribulation period. Notice also in Revelation 20 and verse 1, the Bible said, And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. In this passage, this angel uses the key to lock Satan into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years while Christ rules with a rod of iron on this present earth. Let me ask you, where did this angel get the key of the bottomless pit? Got it from the one that had it, didn't it? Well, who had the key? Well, that's Jesus Christ that has the key. Jesus Christ also, in Revelation 3 verse 7, has the key of David. And he says that he is in control of the nation of Israel. And he is going to give that authority to whomsoever he will. And that's exactly what he does. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 23 through verse 46. And I'm not going to have time this morning to read all of these verses, nor will I have time to give an explanation of what all of these verses mean. But notice that these verses, Matthew chapter 21, verse 23 through verse 46, speaks about the transfer of authority from the nation of Israel to the church that Jesus will found during his own personal ministry. These verses, Matthew 21, verse 23 through 46, are divided into three different sections. Verse 23 through verse 27 is when the Pharisees ask Christ where he got the authority to teach and to do mighty works. In return, Christ asked them, said, You tell me where the authority of John comes from. Well, they thought about that, and they couldn't tell, because they knew they were in trouble either way they went. And then in Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 through 32, Jesus gives the first of two parables, explaining that the publicans and the harlots will go into heaven because they are obedient to God. But the Jews won't go because they reject him. And then in verse 33 through verse 46, Jesus gives a second parable, the parable of the wicked husbandman, explaining the wickedness of the Jews when they rejected Jesus Christ, and how that Jesus will take the kingdom of God and give it to another. The Jews understand much of that. The actual transfer of these keys of the kingdom of heaven takes place in John chapter 20 and verse 19 through verse 23, where Jesus breathes on his disciples and gives unto them that power, that inward power. And then in the book of Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the outward power of God comes upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they receive this outward show that they have the inward power. These are the transfer of the keys. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us once again this morning. We do invite you again to listen next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast as we continue in point number 3 and why Jesus said, Don't tell anybody that I am the Christ. Thank you for listening.